From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The White House amends its description of a deadly racial protest. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday does meet the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster, in an interview on ABC News, described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday that killed a 32-year-old woman as a criminal act that may be motivated by this hatred and bigotry.
The president's been very clear. We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it. This is a great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? Tolerance has to overcome this kind of hatred that is grounded really in ignorance of our values and what makes us unique as Americans, our commitment to each other, our commitment to freedom, liberty, tolerance and rights for all of us.
19 others were injured, and two Virginia state police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash. The U.S. Justice Department opened a civil rights investigation into the day of violence at the Unite the Right rally, where white nationalists, many of them supporters of President Trump, clashed with counter-protesters on the streets of the college town, 160 kilometers southwest of Washington. Sunday, the White House said the president was condemning all forms of violence, bigotry and hatred, including white supremacists, the racist Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, as well as all extremist groups. Find out more at voanews.com. This is